Welcome back, y'all. It's been a long time. Here we are, Breaking Barriers Podcast, Season 6. This is the relaunch. I am one of your hosts, Daniel Robertson, director of our Boys and Men of Color Initiative at Say Yes to Buffalo. And I'm joined here today with a very special young man, Mr. Donovan Armprester, one of the young men involved in our Breaking Barriers Youth Leadership Council. Today's episode is going to be all about Donovan. He's super excited, so I can't wait for him to actually introduce himself and y'all get a chance to know Donovan a little bit. So, Donovan, what's up, man?
What's up, Mr. Daniel? My name is Donovan Armprester. I'm a young entrepreneur. I own this business called Munchies, and I'm a part of Breaking Barriers. Yeah.
All right. So, D, how long have you been a part of Breaking Barriers, man? Let's start there.
Since last December.
All right. So you've been rocking and rolling with us in Breaking Barriers. You've got acclimated, accustomed to some of the stuff that we've been doing. What would you say that you've enjoyed the most so far about being a part of Breaking Barriers?
I got good mentors and I learned the different things. I learned like how to be more respectful and like just learn how to advocate for myself and talk better.
All right. That's what's up. I like that. Shout out to your mentors. All right. You mentioned Munchies and being an entrepreneur. So tell me a little bit about entrepreneurship, especially from a young person perspective, and why you decided to kind of take that path.
So I became a business owner, and I became a business owner of a food thing because I was okay. Can I explain the story?
Like what happened? Of course.
So this is what happened. So when I was 3 years old, I used to cook and bake with my little cousins and my moms, and we used to call ourselves the Little Bakers. And the Little Bakers, we used to make cookies and brownies and stuff like that. So then, like, when I grew older, before when COVID hit, I used to just cook with my mom. So when COVID hit, I was growing a little bigger, and, like, I was getting a little fatter. So, yeah. And basically, I said, okay, let me just think about something. Let me just try to think about how I can eat the foods that I like, but just try to twist them up and make them healthy. So, like, my mom, we would make, like, watermelon pizza. And we'll make, like, sweet potato, like, what are they called? Quesadillas. And we would just make that stuff and, like, try to twist them up and make the foods that's not healthy, healthy, and the healthy foods that's healthy and still make them healthy and taste good.
All right. So, it sounds like Munchies has kind of, like, an unconventional approach to making things that people would normally eat but wouldn't necessarily pair together. Like, So where did that idea come from?
So basically it's just like, I try different things. Like I used to be picky. I used to be a picky eater. My mom, she would open
used
my food.
Be.
I'm not picky no more. Not no more. But yeah, I used to be. And, my mom, she just opened my food palette up and made me eat like different foods. Like I would not eat sweet potatoes when I was younger. I would eat tomatoes, carrots. Not eat none of that. I ain't like none of that stuff. So my mom had to find a way how to twist it up and make it good for me. So I ate the sweet potato quesadilla and I was like, that's good. So like, I like, you know, eat the sweet potatoes.
All right. So are you like the creative director in regards to the food pairings with Munchies? Like what role do you actually play in this establishment, this organization that you got going on?
Okay. I'm a business owner. I'm the business owner of it. And my mom, she helped me make the recipes and I look up recipes too.
How long have you been doing this?
Munchies. Good. For a good year.
Yeah?
Yeah, good year.
Are there other areas of entrepreneurship that you want to go into?
What I was thinking about, but when I used to, because my mom, she owned her pad business, and she was thinking about hair and stuff, right? So I was thinking about making boy hair products and, like, selling those, like, for my dreads and stuff. So I was thinking about that. Other fields, not necessarily, but that's one of them.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of times we talk about entrepreneurship and we talk about different ways of making money. So having a number of different streams of income, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you started to think about what the path that you're on right now, how that's going to help you down the line in regards to just trying to generate wealth and income for yourself at such an early age where sometimes young people don't necessarily have that mindset?
Yeah, okay, so basically a path, like how it's going to help me in the future. Basically, I think Munchies can help me in the future. It's giving me a chance where I can get my name out there, but it don't have to be for, like a bad thing. Like, it could be, like, a good thing. So, like, it's going to help me as successful. Like, I can get my name out there. And I also can sell food, and I can change the world with this healthy food. So it's just, like, me experiencing, like, helping other kids around the world and grown-ups, like, eat better.
All right, so you just mentioned healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're somewhat familiar with kind of these idea of food deserts and corner stores not necessarily always having the most healthy foods and stuff. So what role do you see yourself playing in that in the future and even now?
Okay, so my role right now, okay, so I'm in the food deserts. Okay, so a big goal for me is to basically, like, help food deserts. I know food deserts, they don't got a lot of food. They don't have access to it. So that's a big role for me. Try to get food out there, try to help them in the future. So it's just me trying to help the community out, trying to help the world out, just trying to change it. So if I can get food out there and it won't cost that much, but it's giving them access to food that's healthy and good for them, I'll help them out.
Okay. I like that. I love where your head is at, especially being such a young man. I want to switch gears a little bit and just talk about who you are as far as a student. So I know you go to Tapestry, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been at Tapestry?
For good 8 years.
Good 8 years. So you're in your eighth grade year, right?
Yep.
About to graduate this year, and you looking to stay at Tapestry for high school?
Yeah.
All right. What do you like about Tapestry?
Okay, so Tapestry, our teachers, they're kind to us. They make us, like, fun activities and stuff. We got good, like, sports, basketball teams, and we got, like, a lot of activities that we got. Like, we got chess clubs and all that type of stuff, different clubs, activities and stuff we do.
What clubs and activities, extracurricular activities are you involved in?
Me, okay, so I was involved with basketball. Yeah, I be staying after school a lot, so I just find stuff to do. Like, I went to chess club one day. They had a Harry Potter club. I was in Pokemon club one day.
They got a Pokemon club?
Yeah, they had that last year.
What do y'all do with that?
We got cards. I was just so addicted to Pokemon last year. We had cards. Somebody stole my card one time. They stole my $100 card. I don't know why I bring it to school, but they stole that card. So I was like. I had a lot of them. I can actually show you my Pokemon cards.
Yeah, you're going to have to show me your Pokemon collection, ass.
Yeah.
I'm beyond that time now. I didn't even know that was still a thing. What else is a thing that I don't know is a thing in regards to young people?
What else is a thing? Let me try to think.
I know we in two different music genres or eras.
Okay, yeah. So, we have a different music than you.
Who do you listen to?
Okay, I listen to Lil Baby. I'm a Lil Baby fan. I listen to Lil Baby a lot.
Okay. Who else?
I listen to Lil Baby. Who else do I listen to?
If I was to ask you who are your top five like rappers or hip-hop artists for you, who would
for
you
just
say?
Me.
Yeah,
for me.
In your opinion.
All right. Put Lil Baby up there. Who else should I put up there? Who else do I really listen to? My mom make you listen to Lil Baby. Meek Mill. That's a good one. I listen to Meek Mill, too.
Okay, I listen to Meek a little bit, so it's a little crossover there, not too far removed. What about J. Cole?
Okay, I like J. Cole, but I haven't really listened to J. Cole music. I've listened to probably one or two songs. I will put J. Cole up there. My auntie loves him, but I don't know, like, lyrics from my heart.
Did you go to the Drake and J. Cole concert?
Nah.
Oh, you missed out.
Yeah, I should have had.
Do you listen to Drake?
I don't really listen to Drake. I'm not really a huge Drake fan. I know some Drake songs, but I don't listen to Drake. Like, his Lil Baby features, yeah.
Okay. I don't know how you don't, but all right. So Lil Baby, that's it? Not Da Baby? I don't know about all these.
The Baby rappers. Fell off. No yeah. offense, yeah.
He ain't it no more.
I used to listen to him back in 2019, but he.
Okay. All right, so I know you mentioned basketball. You mentioned some of the other activities that you do at school. We talked about you being a part of Breaking Barriers. We've done a lot of different activities over the last, 3-4 months
mm-hmm.
around creating these spaces where men and young men like yourself can come together and talk about mental health and can be engaged in physical fitness and stuff like that. So can you talk about some of the things that you've attended and what you either liked about them, didn't like about them, and how we should kind of move forward as we continue to have these conversations around mental health and physical fitness?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can I just name all the events that we did?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Okay.
Okay. So we had the gym thing with the gym. What was it called? Like the fitness, what's his name?
Gentino Copeland, Gentino Fitness. Yeah.
Yep, with Gentino. We went there. We did that on Saturdays. We went to Holiday Valley.
Yep.
We had a convention, right?
The symposium.
Yeah, the symposium. Yeah. Yep. We go to schools. We go to schools and talk with all of us, me, you, Mr. Jamie.
The tabling event, yep. Recruitment, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Talk and choose with the Mr. Jamie and me went there. What else did we do? Holiday Valley, I named that.
Yep, we did the barbershop talks.
The barbershop talks, yes. What else did we do?
Can you go back to the symposium a little bit? Because you went to the symposium, right?
Yeah.
What were some of the highlights or major takeaways for you when you attended that event?
Okay, so we talked about mental health there. We talked about it. So this is what I think about. Okay, so when I was at the symposium, it was what y'all were saying, but I processed it indifferently. So I was just like, at that point, I was just thinking about it. Like, I can't really care what people say to me about, like, that affects me, that would hurt me. So basically, I had to build myself. Like, people would just, like, you know, be rude to me, and if they be rude to me and, like, call me names and stuff, I'm okay with it now at that point. I take it as disrespect, but I'm not going to be mean to you. I'm just going to sit it and wipe it off. So that's what I just took from the symposium. Just, like, be me. Don't let nobody talk me down.
All right. Talk about, and during that mental health conversation, we talked a little bit about stress. Mm-hmm. And can you talk about stress from, like, a young person's perspective? And what stress that kind of does to you and how you deal with it?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. Okay, so I had stress, I think, last year. I was stressed out. And I'm not going to say I was depressed bad, but I was depressed. I didn't really want to come outside the house. I wasn't doing nothing. I was just really inside the house by myself. When I was depressed, how I dealt with it was, like, I would use a notebook or I would just talk to my mom. And that's how I really dealt with it, because, like, if I just use my notebook and write down what happened or, like, just get my head off for different things and just, you know, it just helps with my stress levels.
You might mind me asking, what were some of the things that were stressing you out or you felt, like, just not yourself about in regards to potential possible depression? Because sometimes we might just be sad or just might be having a bad day or whatever. And it's when it may not be depression, but those are signs of depression, right? So,
yeah. Okay, so I used to, not going to say get bullied, but I was, you know, I used to get talked down by a lot. And that really hurted me. But, like, I built after the symposium, like you said, like, I had to just not care about what people think. But now, it was that, and then it was also, I was lacking in school a little bit. So, like, it was just hard. And it was like, I tried to find help, but I couldn't get it. So, like, I had to just think about, what can I do to get help? So my mom signed me up over the summer for a STEP program. And it just helped me learn how to not build my stress levels, but help me with my grades. So that took away one of the things. And then, like, when I used to get talked down about, like, I had to build my confidence up so I can just, you know, get back to who I was and, like, just be like, I can't let them talk me down. I just got to roll with it.
All right. Sounds like you're involved in a lot of different programs. How do you balance all of these different programs? School, entrepreneur, having your chores and stuff at home. How you balance all that stuff, man? Because you kind of doing quite a bit. You're involved in Breaking Barriers, STEP. I think you're involved in another program, basketball. It's a lot. How you manage all that? Because, you know, you always tell me, it's the day I'm tired. It's the day I'm sleepy.
Yeah. I do be sleep. I be tired. But how I manage it is, it's just different. I know I got a lot going on, but it's just like, if it's like, I just need 2 days. I need 2 days to just chill. So I feel like my 2 days would be a good Friday and Monday or a Sunday. Well, Sunday I got to get prepared for the week, so that's not a chill day. But I think Friday and Monday are those are my chill days. But, like, I know some Wednesdays, every other week I got to stay after school for science. Then I know Tuesdays, if I had to stay after school, I'll have to stay after school. Then Thursday night, got the call.
Zoom call.
And on Saturdays, I know early in the morning, I might have something to do on that Saturday.
You might have Breaking Barriers.
You might have Breaking Barriers. And then, like, the other programs, it was like when I did, sorry for stuttering, but when I did the podcasting program, it was like, go 5:30, 6:30, hop on the call as soon as I got off the podcasting program, go home, on the call, come back home, do my homework. And it was just like that. It was just a busy day on Thursdays. But then on Friday nights, got to get ready for Breaking Barriers. So it was. I had to, like, manage my schedule, but, like, just find something that works for me. So, basically.
You busy, Donovan, man. I love your energy, too. So you mentioned a podcasting program, which is honestly part of the reasons that you are here doing a podcast with us representing Breaking Barriers, because you are one of the new hosts, right? So you're going to be over here basically running the show, facilitating the conversations. Talk about how that podcast training, and that was done by Adriana Vivarette, right?
Mm-hmm.
Adri V, big shout out to Adri V, big sis. Talk about what you learned during her programming around podcasting.
Okay. What I learned, she taught me how to Okay, so let me break it down. She taught me how to talk. Like, talk. I used to always be talkative, but she taught me how to talk. Well, like, I'm be honest. I used to scratch my head when I talk. And I used to be nervous. But she taught me how to get out of that and, like, get out of that stage. Like, because I used to just, like, just talk, scratch my head. It was like, you know I'm nervous up there. So she taught me how to – she even broke that down and said that to me at the thing when we talked about. We had to write down, like, what happened. So I just learned how to write down stuff. But it was just like, she just tried to help us remember, like, stuff. And she taught me how to talk very well. And it was like, I just thank her for that. Because, like, I used to be nervous, scared. And it was just like, well, I just got to do this. But she broke me out of that shell. So I thank her so much for that.
Are you excited about this new experience that you're going to, not necessarily new, but it's kind of a journey for you that you're going to travel down in regards to, you know, representing Breaking Berries and being a host of this. Tell me why you decided that you wanted to take this on along with everything else that's already on your plate.
Okay, so I wanted to take this because I just wanted to learn how to. Okay, so I took the podcasting thing because I want to talk to people, but I wanted to also, like, help, basically, and be around in the community. Also, I just want to just talk and get my opinion off and, like, express myself in a rightful manner. And I just wanted to talk, learn how to just, you know, talk face to face and just see what people are, what they doing.
All right. Let me ask you this, and then I think we're going to get ready to wrap up. Being a young person, what are some of the topics or conversations that you think you should uplift in this space for some of the young people that are going to be listening to the podcast, but also some of the adults that might chime into the podcast? Because one of the things that, you know, we do, and we're a big proponent of this within Breaking Barriers, is creating spaces for youth voices to be elevated, right? And you're now going to have a platform where you can start to elevate the voices in young people. So what are some of the conversations that you want to have in this space?
Okay, conversations. Be yourself. That's one conversation I want to have. Just be yourself. It's okay. If you make mistakes, it's okay. That's what it's all about, life, making mistakes. Another thing, respect. I want to learn to talk about that too, because Mr. Daniel, Mr. Jamie, and they helped me build that up. Like, because I used to, you know, I used to slick talk. You know how I used to be. But
used to?
I still do it. But, like, it's not as bad as it used to be. I used to just, you know. But Mr. Daniel and Mr. Jamie taught me how to be respectful. Show appreciation. That's gratitude for, like, things that you got, and appreciate what happens around the world. Also, I'm trying to think of another one that I got because I just lost it.
I think also this would be a great space for some of the things that are going on in community, for those things to be lifted up, but from the perspective of young people, because there's some things that are going to impact within the next couple years that will have a direct impact more so on your generation and generations coming up. Like this whole, I can't even say it's an idea now because it's going to happen, but basically the reconstruction of the 33, and that's something that we kind of talked about in that whole parkway versus some of the environmental factors. So, you know, I think those are some of the things that I hope that you bring to the space and bring your youth perspective to it as well. My guy. So anything else that you want to say to the listeners out there before we wrap this thing up today?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I'll see you guys next time.
All right. So, quick episode, y'all. Relaunch Season 6 Breaking Barriers Podcast. Daniel Robertson, Donovan Armprester, Jamie and Uti will be joining us as well. Big shout out to all of our sponsors and supporters out there. We appreciate you all. We see y'all soon. Looking forward to this next season, y'all. Peace.